It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Our guest tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, Jay Long, on National Signing Day, head football coach here at Chadron State, of course. And Jay, the first Wednesday of February always brings us together here in the studio to talk about your new CSC football recruiting class. A great day. We always love it. How would you grade out your signing day overall today?
You know, I think first off, I just want to make sure I thank everybody that was a big part of this day. Our coaches worked their butts off to bring in these kids, and it really, it's a huge process. Our coaches go out early, and we find the recruits that we're going to attack. We invite them up to our camps. Then we invite them up for a game day visit. Then we bring them in on official visit. When we bring them in on official visit, they meet with professors. They meet with admissions. They are on eat our campus food, and it just takes a ton of people to show them what Chadron State's about. And I think that was something that I'm really proud of, and I want to thank everybody that was involved with that, because I think our class is a really good class this year, and it's because of everybody putting forth so much effort. And so I guess when you look at our overall grade, you know, I guess can tell you I'm just really excited about it. I think it's a great group of kids. Out of the 35 kids, I think that 18 of them are coming on academic scholarships, which just shows that we also have, you know, really a smart class coming also in. So I'm really excited about it, Dave.
Awesome. We're going to dive into some of the specific guys, some of the local guys, and the big-name recruits that are coming in. We'd talk about them all if we had a couple of hours here, but you can find details, too, fans, on the Chadron State Athletics website. But let's get into some of the guys individually here. Let's start locally. Chadron High School is always a great pipeline for your program, and Cooper Hoisman is a guy that you brought in, a really good-looking tight end.
Yeah, you know, Cooper's right in our back door, just right across the street from our college, and when we talk to him a lot about, you know, some of our former great, you know, tight ends that are right from our area, and starting with Cole Foster, who's currently on our team. And then also, Joe Podansky is from Hemingford, who's also one of the greats. Cody Rose is another terrific, you know, tight end for Chadron State. And Chris Stein was also another great, you know, tight end for Chadron State. They were all just right here in our area. And, you know, we think that he has that type of capability also. And I know that he's excited about the opportunity. He's excited to, you know, be in an Eagle, and he's going to be a great gift for us. He's got some great size and can move well and has great hands.
Tight ends are such a huge focal point of your offense. Great to see Cooper signing up with you. And then his teammate Cooper Wild, as well as the Sioux County quarterback Tommy Watson. Those guys from right here in the region are coming in too.
Yeah, you know, both those two also great kids, you know, hard workers, and kids that have been to our camp for 4 years, guys that stood out in camp. And, you know, we're bringing in Tommy as an athlete. Right now, they're looking at him as bringing him as a wide receiver or DB. And then also Cooper, you know, he's going to come in and make our D-line better. So excited about both those two also.
Absolutely. Coach Jay Long with us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, National Signing Day edition. A guy that the Chadron High School defense saw a lot of, and a lot of people around the panhandle know about, the arm of Clayton Murphy, the quarterback from Ogallala. Just hear some great things about Clayton. And he has signed up with you, as has Mason Hamilton from Thunder Basin High School in Gillette, Wyoming. It looks like two really good quarterbacks there.
Yeah, both of these two guys, you know, Coach Masters, before he left, had put in a lot of work to get these guys. And we identified them in the spring in May, you know, we've just constantly recruited them. And, you know, with Dalton being a senior, and then we also have, you know, still two more on our roster, you know, these two guys are going to, you know, come in and be able to compete very early for a starting spot. So we're excited about them. We both think that they have great talent, and we're excited to see what they can do when they get here.
Running back has been a special position for Chadron State, too. It's hashtag running back mill here now at The Rock. And I know Chris Jones, your running backs coach, could be real excited about this next guy we'll talk about. Jalen Starks, a transfer from UCLA, the UCLA in the Pac-12. Tell us about this guy coming over from the Pac-12.
You know, when we look at our depth chart, a position that was a definite need with Stevan Brown and Priest Jennings, both graduating this year, we knew that we needed to bring in a running back and a guy that can make a difference and a guy that complements Elijah Miles. And Elijah had a terrific year, and we knew that the the games that he was healthy was a big factor in us winning some games last year. And we wanted to bring in a guy that will complement him. And Jalen Starks is a big back. We think that he'll fit real well in some of our heavier set packages. I think he's right around that 6 foot. I saw on our website it said right around 260. When he was here, he's about right around that 245. But he's taking carries at UCLA. And, one of his high school teammates, Adam Fusilier, is the reason why he's here. And we're excited to get him. And I know that he's excited to get another opportunity and a fresh start. And I'm excited to see what those two can do on the field together. And then we were also real fortunate we got it. We just on my phone buzzed in. We just got another a running back, Jahan Moore, a freshman kid. So we think that, we've got now Elijah is going to be a junior. Jalen's going to be a junior. And then also Jahan's going to be a freshman. And then we also have a couple more on our roster that are going to go out and be able to compete. So that's exciting.
Yeah, keeping the cupboard full of good running backs. That is excellent to hear. It's Coach Jay Long with us tonight on the Sports Journal. And those new quarterbacks and Dalton Holst coming in as a senior, an amazing player. All those running backs, they can't really do a lot without a great offensive line up front. You mentioned Fusilier and his tie-in that helped get the UCLA transfer Starks. But when you look at offensive linemen in this class this year, you got some huge guys coming in. 6'4", 267, 6'5", 290, some big fellas, and looks like some good linemen going to join the team.
I'm really excited about that. We got six offensive linemen that all committed and signed today, and all six of them are terrific football players. All of them have some good size to them. And when you look in the NCAA and Division II playoffs, I truly feel that that's one of the differences of the teams that make it and don't is in the offensive front and the defensive front. And I think that this year we identified that and brought in some big bodies. And not just big bodies, but also big bodies that can move. And five out of the six came to our summer camp. And we got a couple bulldozers in there. Some guys can just drop that blade and push. So I'm really excited about that group. I obviously get to work with those guys a little bit more personal and a little bit more in depth. And I also, through recruiting, get a little bit more, build a little bit more relationship with them also. But I think that group is a real good group. And they put in the work. I think we'll be talking about those guys a lot more in the future.
Coach Jay Long with us again here tonight on the show talking about the National Signing Day recruiting class brought in by Shadron State. Defensive back coach, a position I'm sure you guys were really looking to hit hard on the trail with DeAndre Barthwell graduating, Tyree Fryer, a couple to name a few that are no longer back there in your secondary. Did you get some good DBs in?
Yes, we did. And, when you look at our semester transfer list, and then now you're also looking at our released today on signing day, and I know we brought in 10 semester transfers, and brought in 11. We have 10 currently still with us, and then right now we just brought in another four, JUCO transfers. I guess three JUCOs and one 4-year transfer, but a majority of those positions are in our secondary, and that is a position that we got to attack. Last year we just ran out of guys, and that's probably the position that's for me a position I have a hard time saying no to. If there's a kid that can run and play, and play and tackle and play physical in that secondary, if Coach Jersey or any of the other coaches bring me one, I have a hard time saying, hey, we don't want him. We need those guys, especially after this year. I think we had eight of them at one time all injured. And also, the other part of it is we do play with five defensive backs out there. And not only do you play with those five defensive backs, you also, they are what make up the majority of our special teams. And when I came here in 2012, we traveled 13 defensive backs, and this past year when we were healthy, we were traveling also again about that 14-15 defensive backs. So that's a position that's a definite need and the one that we are constantly looking to to get better on, and we think we identified that as a need, and I think we did that through our recruiting.
Coach, having just gone through another recruiting cycle and been a head coach for a long time now, is recruiting getting harder? Is it getting easier? I know it's changing a lot, I'm sure, with technology, but what do you make of how it is now compared to when you got started?
Well, this is a great question. I would tell you that recruiting's is fun, and it's something that a coach has to enjoy. If a coach doesn't enjoy it, then you know you probably college football is not your game. You either need to go to the NFL or you need to go to high school. So I tell you, I really enjoy it. I enjoy the challenge of trying to get a kid to come to Shattern, and I think it's awesome when they say yes. And I always tell my friends, what's it like to recruit? And I say, well, if I was asking girls at prom, I would probably have very little self-esteem. But with saying that, it's really awesome when they do say yes. And then you get, once you get them here, then you get to develop them and build them and turn them into Eagles. So to answer your question, has it gotten harder? I don't know that answer. I can tell you this, that it's became more global, and where you can find kids from everywhere because of the internet and because of the way that you can, basically a kid just emails you and sends you their huddle clip right then and there. Where the olden days, they used to have to write you a letter. They had to send you a VCR tape. Then you'd watch the whole VCR tape. Then you would call them back, and then you need their transcripts. And then it just was a longer process, where everything now is electronic, and that's easier process. And when you're looking at our conference teams, you're seeing a lot more conference rosters with kids from, all over the place. And, when you look at the first team All-RMAC last year, there's 25 positions, 11 on defense, 11 on offense, 3 special teams. And out of those, only 7 of those kids were Midwest kids. And only one of them on offense was a Midwest player, and that was Jared Machaychuk. The rest of I've been, are from, the whole country. And right. I think that's one thing that has changed over the years, in our conference and in my recruiting process with things.
We've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Shattern State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagles Sports Insider Dave Collins.
Interesting to hear, Coach. We had our young man from Japan on the roster last year that was with us. So it truly is become kind of a global game for you, even at D2. Jay Long with us tonight on the Shattern State Sports Journal. You alluded to the changeover earlier, Coach, with Logan Masters moving on to his new position. That means you needed a new guy to run your offense, and that is a familiar name to Eagle Nation. And Micah Smith, he's your new offensive coordinator. Why was Micah Smith the choice?
When we went in and opened up this job, there was about 4 things that we wanted to attack, and one of the main things was is I wanted to get a guy that ran a similar type of offensive scheme, Micah fits that to a T. The other thing is I wanted to get a guy that would be committed to being here for a while, and Micah obviously has a chance to come back home, and he's been here almost about a week now, and I can tell you this, he has not taken that smile off his face. He's super excited about being here. He's an Eagle. When we start talking about our vision of what Shattern State football is about, it's easy. I don't have to explain it to him. I don't have to describe it to him. He has it already in him, and he has it in him probably as much as anybody with his dad, being a coach here for so long, and then he also got to play here. So
sure,
that was also exciting. And then the next piece was that we wanted to find a guy that was a fit for Shattern and can recruit kids to Shattern. And Mike is, with all of his experience, he's coached at every level of football. He's coached at high school, he's coached at D3, he's coached at NAI, he's coached at D2, and he's coached in D1. So he has tons of experience in, recruiting kids to small towns, to big towns, to Division I, to Division III without scholarships. So I think that also is going to help us, because when you look at the way to win games is on Saturdays, but it's also today. In the recruits that we get, and we knew that we had to find a strong recruiter. So I'm really excited about hiring him, and I can tell you I've worked a lot of camps with him, he's he's a great coach, and he's going to do a great job, and I'm really excited about this hire.
I think it caught a lot of people, a lot of fans off guard when Logan decided to go over to Wayne, and especially when the head coaching job got filled there. But when he made that change, did it create hurdles for you guys or blips on the radar recruiting-wise, especially when the coach leaves and you're in the middle of that cycle and you're able to keep guys like Clayton Murphy and Mason Hamilton and Hoisman and Starks, the guys we talked about? You really rallied the class together. You kept them together despite a change at a coordinator position with a popular coach and recruiter.
I think that just it shows what Shattern State's about. At the time when Logan decided to leave, we had 9 commitments. And out of those 9, all of them were like, Coach, I want to come to Shattern State. And that's awesome. And that's something I'm really proud of. So I think that that's, like I said, speaks, good, really highly of what Shattern State's all about.
Coach Long with us tonight on the Shattern State Sports Journal on National Signing Day. And let's finish up now, Coach, with kind of looking forward to what's next for you. Maybe a couple decent nights sleep, I imagine, and maybe a couple days off. I don't know. The way you guys work up there, you'll be after it, I'm sure, and ready to get going. But spring ball's coming up. What's the date for spring ball getting started, the spring game, and how are things laying out for that?
That's what's next. I tell you, every day we talk to our players in the weight room, and they're doing an awesome job, an outstanding job of raising our standards. And, Dave, for another talk later is that, in the conference this year, we've got, I think, 5 new head coaches.
Yes.
Pueblo's got a new coordinator. We got a new coordinator. Though I think the only 3 staffs that are, maintaining the same is Colorado School of Mines and Western and Adams. And, so there's going to be a lot of change. And our guys have to be, ready to address that change. And, our spring ball is going to be big to attack that. But we're going to start spring ball on March 20th. And then our spring game right now, we have it written out, is April 25th. However, we're depending on weather, we're maybe looking at going on April 24th and not do a night spring game for the first time.
Maybe like a Friday night type of spring game?
That's what, depending on the weather. We got to take a look at a few things. But right now, that's what we got penciled in, is let's go on Saturday. But if the weather looks decent, let's go on Friday. So,
boy, that is really exciting. Going to be great. We're going to broadcast the spring game once again, fans. So make sure you tune in for that with us on Double Q Country. Jay, I know we'll in spring get into a ton of different topics. Want to get one final thought. You did mention something very interesting about all the coaching changes in the RMAC. Do you feel like that affected recruiting, helped you guys in any way? How did it affect how you went about things with so much change at the top of so many programs?
I think, obviously it affects recruiting because, there's different coaches in different areas, and those connections that were built, are no longer there. I think it, I can't really tell you right now whether it helped us or not. I know this, that we did really good in Wyoming, and I felt that we did, really good in our side of the state, in Nebraska. And then in Colorado, I think this is one of our biggest classes in Colorado. Out of our 35 scholarship kids, we had 27 of them are out of our core states that we try to hit, and we try to, get the best kids we can out of. And then also, I want to also add that, we also have about 10 to 12 walk-ons that are also going to be released also today. So tomorrow. So
All right. Coach, always great to get together in February in between seasons and talk about the recruiting cycle and get ready for spring ball. Sounds like you got another great group coming in this year. Great job. Appreciate the time as always on the Sports Journal tonight.
Thank you, Dave, and we always appreciate everybody listening.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shattern State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shattern. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shattern State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.